Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, well, there's a lot to discuss in the world of business. Maybe let's start off with just you tell us, actually.
Well, let's start with the overall results that we saw from Woolworths. As we know, it is earnings season, so a number of companies are sharing their updates, either full year or interim results. And Woolies did just that yesterday. As we know, a very well-known retailer that many South Africans are familiar with. And what they actually described was a mixed bag in terms of their earnings. It seems as though we like their rotisserie chicken more than we like their fashion. And this is largely displayed by the fact that the group did report, I guess, single-digit revenues and, of course, outcomes in terms of their profitability there. But this is largely impacted by the fact that they saw softening outcomes in their fashion, beauty and home business and their country road range within the group. Now, food continues to do incredibly well. They even saw growth, at least over 40% of Woolies Dash sales that have been accelerated. That's as more South Africans actually look to buy goods online. They also mentioned that they did see some ongoing pressures within their Australian business. Now, truth be told, this has been the Achilles heel of the business for quite some time. They've just bled a lot of money there and, of course, have even had to implement certain write-downs in order to make up for the losses of their assets. It's not quite clear how they are looking to build up on their strategy just yet, but their Woolies food is certainly the engine room of the business, but they are looking at ways of tweaking their fashion, beauty and home, despite the fact that they are plagued by heightened levels of competition, not only from local retailers in the South African market, but we've also seen a growing level of interest from international resellers, the likes of Temu as well as Shein, who typically have dominated the market in those regards.
So South Africa has always been compared to Nigeria in terms of the two big economies on the continent. Whenever South Africa goes through something, Nigeria will go through something. Currently, South Africa is having an issue passing their budget. And Nigeria is also having an issue with their own budget. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because we often tend to think that these problems are isolated to South Africa. But Nigeria, as we know, is a big economy, the largest population on the African continent. And typically we have seen a lot of South African businesses go into Nigeria. Some have succeeded, but many have come back with their tail in between their legs. The very same likes of Woolworths, ShopRite, and even Telkom, Tiger Brands, have actually tried to penetrate that market and have ultimately had to divest again. There are three major businesses who continue to operate in Nigeria, and that would be the likes of MTN, MultiChoice and the likes of Standard Bank. But it's not without its woes. As you've mentioned, Nigeria also delivered its budget for the year 2025. And much like South Africa, they have their own pressure points to address too. Now, in as much as they have grown by at least 3% in the past 3 years, it hasn't been conducive for the environment. Overall, when we look at the unofficial employment rate, it might sit at 4.3%, but only 15% of those who are employed actually work within the formal sector and as a result are able to contribute to the tax base. The other 93% are largely engaged in the informal sector of the economy. The country itself is still plagued by high levels of inflation. You might recall that we did see some ongoing protests a year ago as a result of rising food, fuel and housing costs. But coupled with that, that's also been worsened by the depreciation of their currency, where the Naira has lost almost more than 100% of its value to the US dollar, largely on the back of oil revenue concerns. So it is quite a tricky market for them to navigate. From what we understand, they are looking to tap even further into borrowings, which in itself will come at a significant cost, given the fact that not only do they need to repay these loans, but their debt servicing costs that are associated with this exposure. So overall, there's trouble everywhere. Many economies struggling in terms of aligning their budget. And a reminder that South Africa's budget speech will take place next week, Wednesday, on the 12th of March.
No, 100%. What are the markets looking like?
Well, let's talk markets for a second. And 87,717 points is where the All Share Index will open up from today. Currency-wise, we're still performing fairly well at 18.29 to the greenback and 23.60 to the British pound. Let's not forget the euro. We're trading at 19.76 against that currency.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.